All right, boom. This is the Enigma Self Hour. Got my man and the Beast in the building. And, yeah, you ready? Yeah, then killing. Yeah. Chilling in the cut. What's going on, Playboy? You know what I mean? So, finally got my man hit there. God dang. I know. I be messing with Beast. I'm like, I don't want to got better music. Oh, yeah, Dan Killing. Oh, they got Genius. Like, goddamn, nigga, just going around. You see the bullseye already. So, here we go. Bullseye. Oh, man, the Beast. You know what I mean? Rocking the shirt. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're going to get into it, man. Y'all know how I do. Kind of razzle dazzle. I've been running around trying to get things done. I'm going to football season. I told y'all that last week. And, yeah, it's been crazy. But we're here now. So we're going to go ahead and get it popping. Of course, you know, this is episode 53 of the Enigma Self Podcast. The podcast is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is, of course, supported by PAX Inc. So big shout out my man Joe Ward, Pat Irvine, for everything y'all doing to support your boy. To my podcast listeners, you can find the live stream of the podcast at youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927. All right. Also, too, while you're at it, after you're done watching the live joint, you can check out my man Big Low at his YouTube page at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. Check out his Ill Coffee blog. He dropped one today. And you check it out for two reasons. Number one reason, he talks about signing up for BMI and ASCAP. And you name a third joint that's like European based or whatever. But yo, any inspiring just artist, period. Rapper, rock star, pop star, whatever you want to do, should check it out. You got good information and should check it out because he your boy get shut out on there. So yeah. Shout out to Big Low, my Libra bro. Low. You know what I'm saying, doing this thing. I'm gonna bring him up a little bit later in the show, so y'all check for that. But anyway, also to YouTube viewers, my YouTube viewers, remember to hit that like button, drop a comment, share, and most importantly, hit that subscribe. So when the show starts, like right now, you can get the pop-up. It'll pop up, boom. It's a live show going. You can check in, see what's good. Also, to new feature I added, I'm dropping the timestamps at the bottom. So if you don't want to just sit here and watch the entire show, which I understand, sometimes it can be boring, just me looking like an idiot, running my mouth, especially right now. you can go to the timestamps, man, skip around or whatever, and boom, boom. Now, to my podcast listeners, you can kind of use the timestamps. It's not necessarily aligned, but if you want to use the timestamps as a way to get through the podcast as well, boom. There you go. And to everybody, also, you make sure to check out the past 52 episodes of the Enigma Self Hour at www.freedomtrainradio.com, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and anywhere you can find podcast holders. Just search the Enigma Self Hour. And also, too, make sure to hit subscribe whenever you find it. So if you're on Spotify, you can subscribe to the show on Spotify, and you get popping or whatever. So, and before we get up out of here, again, if you want to send me a drop or send your song so I can play it during the podcast, you can hit me up at enigmaself@gmail.com, mp3, wave. If it's a song, it doesn't have to be clean, unless you want me to play it on V89, which should send me clean anyway. Just send me at enigmaself@gmail.com. And I try to run it. So again, shout out to Genius. V's up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, before I get up out of here, before we get into the first track, happy birthday to my two homies. You know what I'm saying? JC celebrated his birthday yesterday. And my man A to the L, he'll be celebrating his birthday on Saturday. So, if you listen to the live, or watching this Friday, or early Saturday, I don't know if he's going to take a break on his birthday, but hey, maybe hit up Top Flight, get you some drink. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's right. No Top Flight, but he's going to the drinks are real. Right? Plus also too soon, boy. Let me brag a little bit. Your boy to mess around. Got a little professional on you hoes. Woo! Got the business card in the back, son. My ugly mug. So yeah. See a player in the street, holler at your boy. Since you want to be get my contact information. Shout out to Jim Crow.
Hey, they'll remember that. They'll remember that.
Y'all went off the porch.
Holler at a player.
Y'all went off the porch, dog. Y'all know about that.
But y'all know, B.
Yeah, man.
Nah, I'm going to pull that up on my phone later.
Yeah, see, I'm bringing up classics. Y'all ain't know. So, let's see. We're going to go ahead and get into this first track, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to waste no time. First, I got to find out where the hell I'm at. Where the hell I'm at on this day, boy? Okay, that's that. So, that must be this. And, y'all wasn't... Matter of fact, speaking of birthday people, that's what I was going to do. I'm going to go ahead and rep my homie JC. You know what I'm saying? 38 Hot. Doing the 38 Hot Club. I'm about to get up out of this bitch. In about a month anyway, so hey. So this is Cali Beeman featuring Otis on the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
What up? Yeah. Hey, y'all, we in the studio? That was for practice. For sure. FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me how you feel when you taking all the breeze from those California trees. What up? Yeah. FLA to the West Coast. Riders with the candy plane. Tell me how you feel when you taking out a breeze from those California trees. What up? Hey, what up? Yeah, what up? Yeah, taking out a breeze from those California trees. What up? Hey, what up? Okay, low riders with the candy paint, candy paint.
Cap 6 sense activated, let's get it cracking. Okay. On a magic mountain with a 6-flag attraction. Oakland Athletics, so let me do my thing. Heard the world still sleeping on this California king. Lived around the bloods with the school with the crips. Study hard and play ball, so my nigga don't trip. Just a good kid from the West Coast, Gotham. Learned a lot from the operation from the bottom. Yeah. Growing up, you had to get it down without a flaw. When my uncle had his blue 6-4 on the shore. Yeah. And this Dr. J can't forget about the big, yes, in my DNA, I know the Richmond way. Hey, blunt chronic seed planted. Gotta carry on, cause the Oscar was a granny. 2, the train of thought, pure art. So, how do you really want it? Y'all to measure what a fart, babe.
FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me how you feel when you taking all the breeze from those California trees. What up? Yeah. FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. How you feel when you taking out a breeze from those California trees? What up?
Once again with the hits on deck. And like a stack of cards, man, I like to stack my checks. And I'm a nigga with an attitude. Catch me out of altitude. 7 hills with rattles move. Put yourself inside my shoes. I ride to be no interlude. Low rider, fuck a coupe. I know that gang life was meant to protect black life. Put my brothers against each other. Sisters and mothers sucking morning. Spark one for my niggas in the morning. Ghetto lullaby for rappers trying to get a hot. Neo-Nazi won a war. I welcome you to try. Honey's waving at me every time I'm riding by. Never liked your vibe, so wasted. Don't you see the signs? Regardless, keep it warm more than 99. So I never been to Cali, everything will come in time. When I came up by my mama, yeah, she knew I was divine. JC plus me be the guy, we MCs, look.
FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me how you feel when you taking all the breeze from those California trees, what up? Yeah. FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me how you feel when you taking out a breeze from those California trees. What up? Hey, what up? Yeah, what up? Yeah, taking out a breeze from those California trees. What up? Hey, what up? Yeah, okay, low riders with the candy paint.
All right, this is the Enigma Self. I was your boy, Enigma Self Timber. That's my man JC featuring Otis with Cali Beeman, West Coast. What's good? Matter of fact, I think my man's out there right now. So, yeah, heads up, the Underground Railroad is going to be different. I think yes, it's taking over. So I don't know what you've been expecting, but it's not going to be what you used to. Trust and believe that, because yes, be off the handle, man. I don't know what to tell you about yes. That's my dog, though. But just understand, it's not going to be the vibes that you get from me and JC. right, so I'm gonna get into those. I hate this word, local deets. Let's start to use it because I'm a clout chaser. Chasing clout. Oh, deets. So I like, I guess it reminds me of the beats from like Doug Funny. It's like the local deets. Yeah. Local beats. Oh, yeah.
Killer.
Chill, all right, I'm gonna put that shit in the beast next track.
I watched that episode like 2 weeks ago, bro, because we've been binge watching Hey Arnold and stuff like yeah. that. And I was just like, oh, snap. That Oreo.
Right. BMI. Y'all see this shit. You take this shit. I want my fucking plug. I'm going to register my shit right now. Alright, shout out my man Big Low. Matter of fact, shout out Pensacola. They got a bars over bullshit. A bars over BS. Let me be proper. Bars over BS, the swimsuit edition on the 10th at Chisco, if I said that right. That's in Pensacola. So if you're in Pensacola, the other side of 850, y'all make sure to check that out. My man Big Low will be performing. Johnny Panic and Eternity coming out of Alabama. So it's gonna be more people than that. Those people I know. So hey, rest of you guys, get to know your boy. What's good? Anyway, now if you can't make it to Pensacola, if you're in Tallahassee that same night, go and support my sis Jocelyn Hart. She be having the soul sist. I don't know if I said that right. Because I told you guys, I got a degree in newspaper journalism, not broadcast. at the BART, which is over at All Saints. It'll be from 9 to midnight. So you guys make sure to go over there, check that out. Now, if you don't quite know who Jocelyn Hart is, which I hope you know her more than you know my music. But if you happen to know my music, if you know my song, Still My Heart, which is a song about my daughter, which right now is like her favorite song,
yeah.
which is the craziest thing to make a song. I made a song before she was born.
Yeah.
To like dedicate to her. So for her to be like, Dad, I want to hear your song. Because she knows me.
Yeah.
And then to see her like hype and want to dance to it. And
that's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Me's a daddy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? 9 times old.
Yeah.
So you already know.
I tell people that when they ask me, I'd be like, okay, bye bye bye. But if they don't ask me, then it's on the need to know.
Mark now, forever on YouTube. But no, man, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But it's not the fact that my daughter thinks it's her mother that's singing. It's actually Jocelyn Hart. So y'all make sure to support my sis, man. Fortunately, I won't be in town, so I can't be there. So if y'all can be there in my space, it'd be highly appreciated. So, yeah, that's what we got as far as stuff this weekend. Now, granted, if it's a podcast, oops, your bad. You missed out. Should have listened to the live. Yeah, I did that. Anyway. Oops, no bad. You at work like, okay. Yeah. What? Anyway, speaking of local shit, I don't even know buddy like that, but I know him.
Listen.
Because he be around or whatever. I think every time he perform, like, I either missed the performance or I think he was supposed to be at the showcase.
Yeah, he missed out.
He didn't show up the last showcase or whatever. But dude, Remy Rasflat posted this racist encounter.
Yeah, you seen the video?
You saw it?
It's crazy, man. Hey, I took a screenshot of the buddy because I'm going to make a meme out of that bit because he was like, he had his mustache. Robert, get in the car.
So, Peep Gang. So, apparently, according to Remy, he was riding along. I guess they thought he was taking too long at the stoplight, so they put
a sign. 30 seconds. All right,
30 seconds. Motherfucker. Anyway, so they get into it. They just being typical stick in the mud motherfuckers, and they get his tag, but then we try to get their tag. All of a sudden, the wife want to jump into.
No, you can't get my tag.
Right.
on some just straight bullshit. Now, of course, I said it's racist, so of course Remy is, I guess, black or Puerto Rican or some shit.
Yeah, he's something.
That nigga hair was kind of pretty.
He's something.
He likes it. We cool.
Yeah.
But of course, there was a couple, and there was an extra lady that was there.
Listen, first off, the extra lady that popped up, she
was probably the coolest, but she was still on the
bullshit. She was still.
He apologized. He was wrong.
I was like, wait, hold on, wait. Where did this bitch come from?
Right.
Where did this bitch come from? Is this your sister or some shit?
Right.
I was like, oh, man. Like, yeah, no, he wasn't wrong. Look
at you motherfuckers, man.
Come on.
Coming out of Utah.
He was wrong. Let's go.
Right. So, while, you know what I'm saying, they going through, like, granted, you got to understand that she called him a bitch first.
Yeah.
So, he was like, all right, whatever, little bitch. And he got in the car. She going to go off like, oh, nigger.
Way to go. Call me a bitch, nigger.
Right.
I said, oh, shit.
So, and then that's when you get mad, call a bitch again or whatever. But, yeah, man, just let you know, like, the rest of the bullshit is real, even here in Tally. I mean, you already know it's here in Tally. But, shit is getting fucking ridiculous, bro. But, so that's how Remy Rad Slap, man. Hold your head, bro. You know what I'm saying? I know there's people that was, like, searching for their information. I think somebody.
Yeah, they found them.
Okay, so we're going to see what happens. If I get any updates, you're going to find out. Other than that, man, fuck that bullshit. So we're going to get into more hip-hop news. This is really personal. I meant to talk about this last week, but I couldn't get into it because I went into a rant about Bill Clinton. So shout out to DJ Full Effect.
You was talking about old Billy?
Yeah, man. Talking about Republicans and conservatism. I was going on.
Okay, yeah, I stare away from the political aspects.
But yeah, I want to talk about, now, you know what, 2 weeks ago I announced that Chance had dropped his album or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was dope. Didn't have an issue with it, sounded pretty good. Gave it a quick listen, didn't really deep dive into it, but not really that big of a Chance fan. I like him, I respect him, but you know, I ain't following him, like, probably listening to Summer Acid Rap. You know what I'm saying? Listen to Color and Book. Listen to like little EP put out about 8 months ago or whatever. So I figured he was cool, but ain't like, you know.
Yeah.
Anticipating his shit.
Yeah.
So when I listened to the album, I'm like, all right. It's like a decent album. I thought it was too long. I mean, you can go back to episode 51. You can check it out, see what I said or whatever. But man, like, I am utterly surprised with just all of the hate that's come from, like, people calling this the worst album of the year, worst album ever, they just say it's bullshit, it's bad or whatever, so I was like, I guess I'm missing something?
I don't know, somebody told me to go check it out, and I was just like, okay, because I mean, like, off of his other album, I think it might have been an acid rap or whatever, I only, like, vibe with, a few, so it ain't like,
right,
I could put it on from front to back, whatever,
right,
like that. And I was just like, okay, I ain't hear nothing. He was killing the scene for a minute.
Right.
Because, you know, he did it independently.
But that would trip me out. Like, I'm like, all right, he genuinely be getting love
for
most of the stuff, even though I haven't heard anything that was super spectacular, but I haven't heard anything that made me think he was just whack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, I'll check for it. That's why I was excited to check for it,
because
I knew where he was coming with. But, like I said, I'm not as big of a fan like I am with a J. Cole or a Kendrick. Like, I anticipate the albums. With Chance, I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But, yeah, people just, like, bashing it. And so it was two main reviews that I checked. The other first review was I guess a dude named Sereno or whatever, a little white dude, like a nerdy ass Chesty MC. Chesty MC gonna kick my ass for comparing him to that nigga. Because all these things like you there. But now he made a good point in that the lyrics were like dumb trash. And when he like gave like a breakdown of the lyrics, I was like, yeah.
Right.
Some of the shit was just like, it's nonsensical.
Bro, I don't wanna be the one. I ain't hating the name.
Right.
But on the other albums, it was
But I did go back and listen to a couple of songs on Acid Rap, and it was a little bit more together
structure a little bit more, but still it was lacking stuff too. It was just
It wasn't like you sit. I had never seen anybody like try to study Chance and be like he's the lyricist of the year. And so I listened to the album. I won't even listen to the lyrics. I'll try to get the vibe because I figured he's one of the vibe artists. Like
that's what it is.
Lil Uzi Vert. Like I'm not expecting Lil Uzi Vert to kill me with metaphors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for the yeah.
He just dropped some stuff.
So, with Chance, I'm like, all right, I wasn't expecting nothing mind blowing, but the decent song structure's good, it sound good, boom, 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 I'm straight. But that was that. But listen to Dead End Hip Hop, and they gave their critique, and that shit kind of rubbed me the wrong way, because I think this is the general consensus, is that, like, people was just saying shit was just like too happy. That he was just too happy about shit. It was too positive. He's talking about his wife 1,001 times or whatever. You know, he just got married. I mean, the name of the album is The Big Day, which, you know, talks about wedding.
Because you got to understand right now, though, it's been idle in the little depression type thing. Like, everybody figuring out, oh, snap, I think I might be depressed. Oh, snap. I think I got anxiety. So now everybody,
what up, Bravo?
Everybody is dropping music around that, or like around like problems. Nobody really don't like you can make some happy music some every now and then, but right. Like find out people want to hear depressed and stuff.
But my thing, it's funny because he put out a tweet. Apparently, I ain't read the tweet, but I was in the Joe Budden podcast and he went off on it about he put out a tweet about it. People must want me to kill myself.
It's probably why
he probably felt like, yo, I just put out this positive shit and y'all look at me like I'm crazy or whatever because I'm happy about being married, whatever. And to me, like, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with him being happy. I'm cool with him talking about his wife. And I did catch on to it, like he's talking about his wife like every other
day.
So, but I'm like, hell, he just got married. Shit.
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
You're gonna talk about what you're going through.
Exactly.
So, but I think that's the thing. A lot of people ain't relating to just.
And
being,
to me, that's some bullshit. Get y'all sour pussies, wanna be depressed as motherfucking asses. On somewhere, bro. Like, I'm not with it. Like, somebody want to be happy. As long as it's good, I don't care if it doesn't have, oh, I'm sad every night. Like,
The confusing thing is, people that's Chance the Rapper fans, like, if they're actually, like, if they saying it's too happy or whatever like that, because I guess he was going through other stuff.
Right.
He was going through stuff.
He was the acid rap. He was talking about, like, oh, I'm this, that, and the third. Yeah. And also, too, if you listen to, like I finally got around to listening to what's my boy, YBN Cordae. And his joint is really Chance the Rapper-ish, like between Chance and J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
But the only difference is he is talking about, dang, I was broke, now I'm on.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. But he's still talking about I'm broke.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you can't.
I'm not a fan of people dissing something because
they're not in that element. They're not going through a way like that.
Oh, he too happy. What kind of book? What? That's some hater shit. Man. I'm dropping down on them niggas. Them niggas doing too good. Get the fuck out of here, dog. And speaking of happy music, okay, so apparently the hate came to a head because Chance only got number 2 in the Billboard charts. Still fuck Billboard, but he only got number 2. The number 1 person
still
was...
Earl?
Huh?
I mean, still on Tyler?
Was a rapper called NF.
Oh.
You know who NF is?
No.
Nope. All right. So NF, actually is NF's second number 1. He's already went platinum. I think the last album went platinum or whatever.
Cody.
What are you talking about?
Somebody asked B if he ever heard of D's. I got some for you, B.
Oh, yeah. I got to tell you about that. Hmm. Yeah. I got you, Cody. I got you on Bravo. Anyway, anyway, the thing about NF, and I gotta go off because motherfuckers wanna try me. Because I posted this on Twitter or whatever, and I was just like, NF top. I reposted a tweet about NF beating Chance for the number 1 spot. So some people was like, I think it was, no, it was Logic Kenny, somebody else. And it was just like, It was like, this is an in the after podcast. I'm going to ignore the chat room. Get my thoughts together. But no, so I was trying to explain to a couple people like who NF was. And a simple description, not a complete description, but a simple description is he's a Christian rapper version of Eminem. Like, that's essentially, if you get that part, you essentially get one. Now, he's dope.
Okay.
He can rap his ass off. And being a Christian rap version of Eminem is still dope, at least in my eyes, because that means he's still rapping his ass off. He just won't say, rapping my ass off. He'll probably say, rapping my butt off. I mean, say ass, because ass is in the Bible. But anyway, so, this little fucking Twitter minions want to get in my mentions, and like, he's not a rapper. He's not a Christian rapper. He's just a rapper that happened to be Christian. Nigga, I am a rapper that happened to be Christian. But I ain't going around saying I'm a Christian rapper. Matter of fact, my last project was a Christian rap album. But I'm not going to call myself a Christian because clearly I'm using profanity out the yazoo, right? And clearly, I'm hugging a gin, all right? So I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, I'm a Christian rapper. But I do confess to be a Christian, be it a terrible one. But on the flip side, to all you fools, maybe watching Twitter trolls, I don't know. I had to do some research. I knew what the fuck I was talking about. I knew what the fuck I was talking. And the Christian isn't because his manager was named Christian. It was a Christian music group. He toured with Christian groups, in particular, I believe it's the Newsboys. He did Christian tours. He performed in churches. Now, if he changed since then and become more secular, I get it. But at the end of the day, he started off as a Christian rapper. And really, I like Christian rap, and I really don't like the fact that two things. A, that Christian rap tried to separate themselves from hip-hop, because at the end of the day, you are part of hip-hop. There ain't no separation, all right? You may have your section in hip-hop, but you are still hip-hop. So don't sit there and be like, hip-hop made me do this. No, if you're making Christian rap and this is inspiring somebody to be a better Christian, then guess what? Hip-hop made them do that. So don't sit here and act like hip-hop made you become a sinner and then you turned away from it. Not because you make Christian hip-hop, that's any different. It's not. Using that to inspire people as much as somebody else is using it to inspire them or to turn them away from Christian principles, whatever. All right, but don't separate yourself. Second, don't be shameful. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I like Lecrae. I like Andy Mineo has probably been my favorite rapper the past 5 years, if I'm honest with myself. Matter of fact, my last project was essentially mirrored off the couple projects he had put out. You know what I'm saying? Show Baraka, that was probably my favorite project in 2017. You know, it came out the end of 2016. So I like Christian hip-hop, but don't try to cover it up and say, oh, I'm not really Christian. No, bro. You Christian hip-hop. Don't shame. Ain't no shame in that. Be proud of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, be that. Stop trying to run behind it and say, oh, not because you think people are going to blackball you. They're going to blackball you anyway. So whatever. And also, too, we go back to this whole thing about categories. People don't want to be, oh, it's not female rappers, it's just rappers. No, if you're a female rapper, you're a female rapper. There's a perspective that you can give that I can't give, that the Beast can't give. All right? It's the Beast can make weed songs. I can't, because I don't know that perspective.
Hey, what you talking about? What are you talking about, okay? What is he talking about?
I just put them all out.
What is he talking about? He's crazy, crazy. I'm flabbergasted.
But whatever category you in, don't avoid it because people put their negative aspect. Make it positive. Turn it around.
Right.
Stop running from the shit. You know what I'm saying? That it's just bullshit. You know, you like a fucking idiot. So anyway, that's my rants. And Joe Budden is top three. Fuck y'all. So let me get to the next song.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Top three of argument. Out of here, man. They just said Joe Budden in top three.
No,
he's still listening to Pump Me Up. So
I'm still listening to Move Music. How about that?
Oh, man, he's still listening to Pump Me Up.
Nah, I'm joking. Joe Budden's not in my top three. But I wouldn't argue somebody if they thought Joe Budden was in the top three. If that was your personal top three, hey, better for you. I mean, he's not that bad of a rapper, but yeah, he's definitely not in my top three. He's not even in my top 20. So, I like Joe Budden as a rapper.
You know.
We're going to get to it, man. Play PML Low Days. We're going to get back and we'll get to the interview. This is the Enigma Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
Shite slap. Shite slap.
I'm getting them pats and bending the game and you niggas is rapping. I show you my skills, you know I'm for real. Why you niggas be acting? Why you niggas be acting? I never be lacking, I'm fucking the actress, she from Calabasas. They talking about static, you know I won't have it, pull up with the racket. You a hit and a miss, I iced out my fences to keep them off balance. To keep them off lean, the bitch is so fine and the ass is so flat and clean of the masses. Nothing but giving and
nothing go. But what?
They flop, they ain't staying, no
they flop, they ain't what?
Yeah, I hop off the stage,
yeah,
you the
hop off the what?
Just hope you don't change on
just
me,
hope
though.
You don't what?
Cause you got some good brain,
cause
on you,
got some good what?
Might just put a ring on that joke.
Put a what?
Stay frosty, better ain't glossy, baldin', spaldin'. Switch. I hop in the five, I like the inside, I know it's gon' slide. These niggas be lying, don't know how I'm riding, I think that they blind. She say I inspire, she like my design. She holler, she fry.
She holler.
I keep it with juice, got stars in the roof. Don't look up, they blind.
Look at my roof.
I'ma fuck all of you hoes.
Look at my roof.
Ferrari, it came with no dose.
No dose.
I fuck her, she wanna expose. But the bitch, she just came in the clothes. But she say that I came in her mouth. But the bitch never came in my house. What the fuck is she thinking about? She
think about.
All right, and we back. This is the Enigma Self Hour. It's your boy, Enigma Self Timber. Here, sitting here with my man, The Beast. Just out here killing it, blazing the streets up. You know what I mean?
Ghost Rider.
Ghost
Rider.
Who are you ghost riding for?
Ghost Rider blazing the streets.
Oh, Ghost Rider. Oh. I thought you had some spice.
Oh, no. Who are you ghost riding for? I ain't gonna tell.
All right. My first question is, what you gonna do when your knees give up? I'm trying to, yeah.
Give out.
Yeah, eventually, time's going to catch up.
Bruh, listen.
All you got them hopping and jumping.
Bruh, what's that in there? Uncle Drew?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm going to be.
You be Uncle Drew?
I'm going to be Uncle Drew. I'm going to be straight getting it. It ain't no, that's why I stay with it. That's why I keep doing it.
Right.
Bruh, I be practicing just jumping at the house. Just getting that strength up. I got to make sure. No, making sure they still work. Because if they don't work, then I can't jump.
But I'm saying, eventually, you're going to get a trampoline? you should get a trampoline.
You jump off the stage. Mm.
Just saying, though. And I want to know how much the Ewens play a part in.
Bro, listen, the Ewens.
Is it the pump-up Ewens?
Nah, I got some pump-up Ewens, though.
Yeah.
But nah, I don't know. They just big.
Yeah.
They just big.
So just one thing, do it play a part in the hop? Do it work?
It do.
I don't think anybody gonna do that no Tim's.
Oh, nah, what about who jumping their Tim's? First of all, you can't scuff them Tim's.
It's gonna be a wrap.
Yeah. But nah, my Ewing's on point, and then I got so many, so I don't just keep wearing. I don't mess them up.
Right.
You gotta keep them clean. You can't be looking like a poo putt.
Right. I'm trying to think like going hit the people up.
I hit it. Well, you know, you gotta just wait, make enough noise.
Keep grinding.
Keep grinding. That's just like if you want Coca-Cola to sponsor, you gotta keep grinding.
Come on, I just butchered. Yeah, I just butchered your name. Anybody tell you got no
Miss Love So.
Charissa. Ain't my fault. My bad. Anyway, it's an interactive podcast. Get in the chat room. We'll talk about you. Anyway, so yeah, man. So enough about you jumping up and down. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out who in the hell is Paul Reed, though.
Nobody. Okay, if you ain't go to Rickards, you don't know Paul Reed.
I want to know Paul
right?
Reed. Though.
You don't know Paul Reed, all right? All they know is the Beast.
But what was Paul Reed doing when he was at Rickards? That's not to the South Side.
Nah, I mean, shot the whole street. All right, nah, fuck it. It is crazy. It's not, nah, just shots out of records. It's just shots out of red. Nobody really know. I ain't never really.
I'm trying to get you there.
Even before Beast, like, nobody called me Paul. I was Nitty Gritty.
What did the gritty come from?
I don't know. It was a nickname. I was like part of like this clique in at Rick where we used to like just go around slap boxing niggas and shit like that. And that was the thing. Like if you got caught separately, then the basketball niggas would slap box you and fuck you up and shit.
Right, so you got that reach though.
Yeah, they got reach, and it was like three of them on a team, like Theron, that tall ass nigga. Yeah,
my guy's my uncle, so.
Yeah, he was on the basketball team, slap boxing up. All right, listen. But no, first he was on, because our clique was named the family. Then he moved from the family. He's like, y'all play basketball, so I got to hang with the basketball nigga. So he slap box. So we all slap. We meet at the court or downstairs by the gym every day and just slap box.
Right.
Don't go to the bathroom by yourself, or you're going. You know, you might get
on some like Kill Bill type shit. Like, as soon as you see some like Vegeta type shit.
Yeah, like. You gotta. It's like, because they click up all the time. So it's either like if you pull the pants up, then you know. Like, once you, then I know you finna get it. We finna go. We finna just put your hands up and get it right then and there. Yeah. Hopefully our slap box be over before Mr. Johnson pull up.
Oh yeah, Mr. Johnson. Yo, what fuck Mr. Johnson? Cause he was fucking with me. I was in the IV program, and like we had.
You got to use the elevator.
I didn't use the elevator.
You used the elevator.
I may have.
He used the elevator.
Wait, I don't even know if we had it. No, we didn't have an elevator when I was there.
What year you left?
See,
First off, wait, you left.
Don't think we had an elevator.
Yeah, I know you was a Redskin, but
I definitely was a Redskin.
I was the first of a Raider. I was. When they first changed over, I came in 2001.
Okay, you came in the year after my sister graduated. So yeah, I was bingo.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm trying to think. So, wait. That made me lose my train of thought. So I was in the IB, and we got senior skip day, and we all got ISS. So while we was in ISS and shit, and you can imagine like the IB kids are ISS.
Yeah.
You know, like, look at y'all. Yes, IB cleaning, IB sweeping. Man, fuck you, my nigga. You know what I mean? Yeah, happy because we got in trouble and shit.
I guess I'm gonna be sitting here watching you.
Right. Like, this nigga. Hey, nah. You know what I mean?
Hey, nah. Yeah. See, you sleep because ain't no getting caught by no Johnson. I can't even. I know I had homies that got caught by Johnson.
Right.
But I ain't get caught by Johnson. Your run game and your dip off game gotta be clean. You gotta be watching from hallways. If you hear somebody, they go Johnson, you get out.
Right.
You get out. Y'all IB kids wasn't on that.
We weren't doing shit. That's the whole time we ever did shit.
I'm flipping book bags. and slap bars, and that's what school was, and then school was in between. All right. Yeah.
Right.
Playing talk.
Oh yeah.
I need lunch money.
Right.
I'm slap boxing. I'm flipping book bats, and in between time, I'm learning.
All right. So you know on Twitter they got a little what table you would sit on, whatever.
Yeah.
So
I see that.
What group were you in when you was at Rick?
First off, you don't sit down.
True.
You don't sit down. First, if we sat down, it was like. A certain, I never sat down. If I did sit down, I would sit down like on the bench, like the bench running like here. I ain't sit down at the table like I'm sitting on the bench like that. Like, hey, you ready to go outside?
Right, y'all
go. Then we go outside.
Right.
I went outside.
Yeah.
You don't eat no full meal at the table.
Man, chill, dog.
What? Right. Bro, you get you some cookies and you get you a juice, bro.
Yo, get that on that Bluebird.
Yeah, you. What you want about that Bluebird? Bitch?
Yeah,
but I gotta go outside and get what I just spit back on that chunk game.
Right.
So I'm back out there on freestyling at the table.
Yeah.
Like that was the thing.
I was with the Woodville kids. I was with the white kids outside.
No, you was around the building. Oh, you was around the building with the smoke before you go to the military, before you go to ROTC. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was around a corner on the side with the steps where they sit on. Right. And they just... Yeah, you was over there.
Right, nah, I'm bullshitting. I'm bullshitting.
Nah.
You knew, I don't know what I was at,
you knew where you was.
No, all in enough,
you took your meal back to class, Tom, and stayed in class.
My senior year, I could have been a lame. Because anytime I didn't get off campus, because I didn't have a car, I either had to bum a ride my man Fabri, my man Mark. Sometimes they'll leave my ass. So I'll chill out there and chill with.
BTO was out there with y'all?
What up?
BTO? The football dude. He had the box Chevy. He was like a all-star on the team.
Probably not.
Big heavy setting.
Okay. But no, I used to chill with the old one class. So with the people that was, no, they weren't even seniors when you left. Because the people that were seniors when you got there, they were freshmen in my senior year. So yeah, I was sitting with the 01, 02, looking lame as shit.
You had to say, yeah, I hadn't caught me a Lincoln. I hadn't caught me a Lincoln in 12th grade. I was moving, but you couldn't tell me that, but
right.
I wouldn't even want to be on campus.
Yeah, no, I would miss all that. Everybody was ducking on Tuesdays, going to Circuit City, getting No Limit joints. Like I was at the table with the sophomores looking crazy shit. Yeah, tell them Joe said BTO was after me.
Yeah.
I'm an old nigga.
Yeah, you know BTO. Joe
knew
what
was good.
That nigga had to clean the Chevy. He had to clean his box. He was about your size, about your building, everything. He had a burgundy box Chevy. From since then, I was like, I know I went to old school.
Right.
And so I had a Cutlass and everything, but now I got a Chevy myself, so I'm building it up now. Niggas went to BBTO. He had the Letterman jacket. He had holes. He was in the fucking box Chevy. I was like, damn, like, this nigga clean this up. He let us ride around in his car around the neighborhood and shit.
I miss all that shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nah, he stayed in the same neighborhood I was in.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, enough of the high school.
Yeah, we talked real hard.
Right. So, what made you start rapping, though? To be corny.
Nah, you good. Mark Alonzo, I was in fifth grade and I was going to Havana Elementary.
Okay.
I stayed on the Florida and Georgia line and he put on a Puff Daddy, I ain't say P. Diddy.
Right.
Put on a Puff Daddy in the family CD.
Right.
And it was I think All About the Benjamins, baby.
Right.
Listen. I hit a freestyle to that bit. That bit was so corny. That bit was so garbage. But I hit a freestyle to that bit, and yeah, I ain't a little bit. That was like one of the CD that started me rapping. Like, I don't know, for some reason, I was just like, yeah. And then ever since then, I was just like, yeah, I'm a rapper. And I was trying to perfect my craft, and I used to talk about shit I ain't do. Like, I'd be like, yeah, I got the fo-fo. At your front door. Shit like that. But then, like, just like, oh, shit, I don't have no fofo.
Right.
It's like,
right.
But just learning, like, now, you know, you got to rap by shit that you going through. It's just like Chance the Rapper. He got married.
So, who's your influences like coming up as?
At
I hardly first. Think you stopped rapping with Puffy.
Oh, yeah, nah. It went from, like, Puffy to Twist in the Speed Not Monsters and Do or Die, because I went through my whole rapid fast.
Said Speed Not Monsters, not just
listen,
Twisters.
Listen, they don't know.
Speed Not Monsters.
They don't know,
bro.
They don't know, okay? Speed Not Monsters, they don't know. He was a part of a group.
Right.
They don't know and shit. But yeah, because I had went through my whole rap fast type thing.
Okay.
And so I was listening to Bone Thugs, Hard Ass, Speed Not, Do or Die.
Right.
Like, do it. You couldn't tell me nothing about Do or Die. You already know. And I was like, chop it up.
Yeah.
And it went from just going from there to like, I started listening to Georgia a lot. Like, it went from, because I'm originally from Miami.
Okay.
But I never really like listened to like a lot of Miami music.
Right.
It went from straight from me listening to people in Georgia like Pastor Troy.
Right.
Face Off.
Right.
That's biblical.
I can see that influence.
That's biblical.
Right.
All right. But then it went to JG.
Okay.
It went like from, I don't know how the hell it went from like
Crump to
from Crump and Lil Jon East Side Boys and all of that shit like that, and then Jay Z.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, shit, Blueprint.
Right.
I fuck with the Blueprint one, but what really did it for me was the Blueprint 2.
Now it's crazy because a lot of people pin Blueprint 2. A lot of people knocking for Blueprint 2. So what's your thoughts about that?
They sleep. The gift and the curse is the shit.
Okay.
All right? Because that's where he was going through it with Nas.
Right.
And he had that. It was like, H, OBA, I got my mojo back, baby. OBA. That shit was so raw. I said, this nigga Jay-Z is, what the fuck? Where is this Jay-Z been? He had Lenny Kravitz on this CD. He had so much work on that CD. Two discs.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, that bit. And I mean, don't get me wrong, the Blueprint one was dope.
Right.
It was dope, but he keep elevating that. And I left off in New York. Like, that's why I
kind of bridge into.
I never, like, as far as favorite rappers, like, all my favorite rappers is, like, most of that, like, Kanye West, Jay-Z.
Right.
I used to listen to Styles P hard. Okay.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, he dropped around. I remember when he dropped his first solo.
The Rough Rider Volume 2.
Yeah. Yep.
They had Styles P, Jadakiss. Rough Riders was killing it.
Right.
You couldn't tell. Rough Riders was everything. If you wasn't listening to Rough Riders, you would sleep.
Right.
All right. But then, like I said, it circled back around to the rock with Jay Z, and then I Dipset,
right.
Freeway.
Now I gotta admit, I feel bad because I ended up missing the Dipset. Oh, wait. Yeah. Because I got on Cam early, so when he switched it up, I'm like, you saying Cam, I want Confessions of Fire Kid. Laffy Taffy Happy
what?
Cam.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, so I was like, Cam was cool, but I just wasn't like on him like everybody.
I got on Cam
see how much people were on him. Like,
Cam, yeah, Purple Haze, like, Purple Haze, and then he brought out Jewels, Jim Jones.
Right.
For Rickards. The whole, like, maybe, I think it was 10th grade or 11th grade, whenever I got my car.
Right.
Every day going to school, I listened to On My Way to Church from Jim Jones.
Right.
That nigga CD was like, I was like, oh, shit, who is Jim Jones?
Right.
And I was just like, this nigga don't even really rap like that. He talking on the track. And I was like, what the hell? But then I was like, some tracks he was just busting. I don't know, like, I got caught up in the New York frame, and I was just like, yeah.
Like, that was me, but that was just me probably 7 years early.
Mm.
So while everybody was on UGK, on MJG, 8-Ball, whatever, like, I was on Biggie, Busta Rhymes, Mob.
Oh, yeah, Busta. You can't tell anything about Busta. And the thing is, I never really got into, like, I fuck with UGK, you know, Pissy Puppy and shit, man.
Right.
I fuck with, and, you know, 3-6 and stuff, like,
right.
But out of all the, like, when it came down to down south like that,
right?
I fought with a lot of 3-6 Mafia and Project Pat.
Right.
Like, that was, I would have chose them over, because I didn't get into the MJG and A-Ball. I didn't like, I wasn't, like, into, like, gangster rap too much.
Right.
I was into, like, storytelling mostly.
Right.
I like stories.
Yeah, that's just my mojo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody who can get a good story, who can get cinematic, and I'm like, you get me intrigued. Like, I mean, that's why I like Biggie and Eminem, my favorite two rappers, because they get to the storytelling spiel.
Eminem used to be my favorite rapper. Like,
I'm still there, just because I know the influence he had on me and how I write and how I spit. So, despite all the wax, I'm like, hey, and honestly, My thing with Eminem is not necessarily that he's whack. He doesn't understand the hip-hop audience. You know what I mean?
What was the album? Marshall Mathers?
Yeah.
Where It Kill You?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the most solid album from him for me.
Right, no, it is. I think
Marshall Mathers, because they had Kill You, Cleaning Up. Wait, no. That was on.
Cleaning Up was Eminem's show. But I think my people get them either confused or they put them together or whatever.
But because it was back to back. But after he got through those two projects, and then he went through the relapse, and then he was just like on drugs, then he got. Because I remember when I fell off, the exact moment I fell off Eminem.
Yeah.
He was on One Assistant Park.
He was on the couch with 50 Cent and G-Unit now.
Right.
He was drugged the fuck out.
Right.
And he was right. Like, I was like, fuck. It's like, this better be the dopest shit you ever dropped. I was like,
right.
I was like, and then he came out with the Relapse and Recovery and shit.
Yeah,
and
his lead single, Relapse.
And I was like,
yeah.
And now you want to sing on every track. And I was like,
yeah. No, I think it's just, I know for me, it's just, he doesn't, he used to be tongue in cheek. Like, he knew who he was in the culture at the time.
Yeah.
And it was, he knew how to be funny about it.
Yeah.
But
now,
he lost his humor about it. Yeah. He just takes it too serious.
Yeah. And he just stretch out syllables.
Yeah. But enough about him. All
right.
What about you? So, boom. So you decided to start rapping Rebel. What made you really take on now kind of the more entrepreneur thing? Because I made it on purpose when I was announcing the podcast, having you on here, that you got an LLC. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you got a studio, you got basically a performance studio,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, a recording studio, you got comedy shows, you got live, basically podcast shows, you got, what else? Just almost everything. You just kind of encompassing, like, an entertainment center yourself. Like, what made you, what gave you the motivation, and what was the, that moment where you like, you know what, I got to do more than just want to be a fucking rapper?
Well, I always wanted to do like a performing venue type thing where people come perform at, whatever like that. But I guess to keep it simple and short, just like football players, they want to play football.
Right.
But then at the end of the day, what if you get hurt?
True.
You gotta think about it. That's why they go to school, you know, to be an athletic director, you know, you might have to be a coach, or you know, you might have to be a trainer or something like that, or whatever. You got to pick something else that keeps you around on the field.
Right.
So even if, like, you know, football players, they retire, and what they do, they commentate.
Right.
You want to keep yourself in the game and keep it where people still remember you all the time.
Right.
Like Jay-Z right now, he ain't got to drop no more music, but you're going to remember Jay-Z. Just because his music, but he's still involving himself in music. He's helping people out, but he's still like, if someone, like Meek Mill, he just started. He just helped Meek Mill start his own record label.
You're right.
His own record label.
You're right.
And so he's, anytime Meek Mill be successful off of this, he's still going to have to congratulate Jay-Z, be like, right. Hey, like, this is the man that put me on.
Right.
Like, and it all go back to how long can you stay in the game?
Right.
How long can you stay in the game? A lot of people get out of the game after 5 years, after 10 years, because they feel like it's not doing enough, or you're not where you want to be.
Right.
And they think they're supposed to be on the biggest stage already, or making millions already and stuff. So then some try to trick themselves out of it and be like, yeah, I am. I've been in the game this long, so fucking blah, blah, blah. I'm charging this, and I'm doing this, and I'm going to move like this. But guess what? You still in the same position.
Right.
Because you ain't elevate. You change clothes, but you ain't change mind frame.
Mm.
So just longevity. And a lot of people don't have consistency. So when you take out that factor, then you just in it for the long haul. You just in it, just doing that. You just in it in the mud. You just in it, pulling. You're not going nowhere. But when you keep consistent with that, man, you gotta keep on it. Keep on it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you've been doing, bro. Now I know you dropped two projects.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the joints?
Well, it was on one project altogether.
Okay.
You talking about the two singles?
Well, yeah, I knew you had the joint with the babyface joint.
The babyface room. Oh yeah, Birth of a Beast. I was like, babyface.
You know, like, I was like, babyface.
I said, no, that's Lil Wayne.
Oh no, okay. What was the joint you making?
1986.
There we go. I knew. I know it was dripping.
Yeah.
This shit getting that strong.
I dropped 1986, and I dropped Tales from the Beast.
Yeah,
we dropped like two EPs, and then we dropped, just because we had been stalling Birth of the Beast, but it's not really stalling because I only drop one album a year.
Right. Right.
I only dropped one album a year, and everything is EPs and singles and stuff.
You were the new wave. You were the new wave.
Nah,
Man, the Stallion, who is like, I haven't dropped a debut album yet. Bitch, you got five projects out.
It's just keeping it because you got to get your time to promote it and be and make people want it. Like, because if I drop, I can drop an album every 3 months or whatever.
Yeah.
But then if people look, if they always hungry for me to drop some new stuff, they're like, damn, bro, when you going to drop this? When you going, oh, this, bro, you only gave us three tracks on this? Bro, where the whole project dropping? Right. Or I'm dropping, and my whole thing now is I don't give you nothing off of my project. You get no snippets or nothing off my project. You got to wait till I drop it to hear the whole thing. So ain't no videos out. You can't be like, oh, yeah, I heard that song already. Nah, you got to wait.
Yeah, you got a point, because some people may be like, they might even check the project, so they're like, oh, well, I know my favorite song, I already know what it is, I ain't got to listen to the rest of these songs.
You know, drop the whole song on Facebook, and if I do drop a song on Facebook, it's definitely a snippet after the project drop.
Right.
And then I'm promoting it, so you can go to the project and be like, damn, I need to listen to the rest of that song.
Right.
But I ain't finna freestyle my whole song to you in the car.
Then you get there and you're like, well, you heard the beat. That's all I needed. Right. And also, too, man, you've been killing it with, you know what I'm saying, doing these showcases or doing these shows on our channel, whatever. Like, what's the whole science behind, like,
and you can be like, research, you can Google and be like, hey, you know, hip hop shows around me, open mic shows around me, or whatever, like that. Sometimes you just got to get on Instagram and scroll.
Right.
Sometimes you got to follow DJs. That you gotta go follow other DJs. A lot of people be like, oh, I ain't finna go out of town to pay this amount to perform and this and that, but that's when that budget come in.
Right.
And a lot of people think they're in the impression that they're gonna perform for free all the time.
Right.
And you can perform for free. It's you know, it's things you can perform for free, but when you go to those events, you get your name pushed all the way back to the end of the list. Or they going to keep skipping over you or anybody with some money in their pocket. They're going to say, hey. They're going to be like, hey, bro, I got this. Oh, yeah, yeah, you go right now. Blah, 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 blah. So, of course, money greases the handle sometimes. It's not always needed.
Right.
Because you can put, I know a place in Miami, the Miami Live open mic thing. You could go there damn near 3-4 times out the night, I mean out the week, and perform for free.
Right.
So it just depends on how hungry you want it. If you're going to wait in that club all night and only perform in front of 5 people.
Right.
Like, because everybody else don't love. It's that kind of stuff. So it's grinding. And then when you get to that show, you make connections to get the most shows.
Right.
Networking and cross-promoting. But people don't want to step outside their boundaries. They'll go to a club out of town and stay in the corner the whole time.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
You got to network. You got to be a politician out here.
Yeah.
Because that's what people, you want people to get that good word about you.
Yeah.
Or good nature. Like, hey, yo, so-and-so. And then that's going to be like, so if you get somebody else up, they call them up like, yo, call at the beast. What you think about it? Like, oh, yeah, he good people. Whatever. And then they're going to, Like, granted, I still stand by the whole pay-to-play shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I do also understand. I get what you're saying in regards to, like I said, sometimes you got to do that to get exposure. And I think that's, to me, that's what's key. You know what I'm saying? And also, too, is like, especially if it's a situation where you're going out of town or you're trying to make a way, you know what I'm saying, into something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But on the flip side, I still stick with the ideal of if you can put that towards something else.
Yeah. That's when you get deeper into prioritizing your budget, because a lot of people be like, oh yeah, I got this amount of money, so I'm going to put it all into this. But if you break down your budget and you be like, okay, I got enough for this, I got enough for that, for the most exposure, the maximum exposure. Because if you go out of town to perform, don't go out of town to perform and don't record yourself.
Right.
What did you just do? Who knows you just went out of town to perform?
Right.
It's a visual age.
Right.
Everybody wanted to see the visual. Right. Back in the day, you could have just dropped some shit. Yeah, I performed, blah, blah, blah. Word of mouth. But now, everybody want to see this shit. Everybody like, okay, they want to see.
Right.
And if you, not saying you got to show these people some shit all the time, but at the same time, they want to know that you always busy.
Right. Yeah. They want to see that. They go back to consistency, knowing that you always doing shit, because they see that, they're like, oh, this nigga interested, what you got going on over there?
I want to see what he doing today. I want to see what he doing tomorrow.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and see what our man Beast got, you know what I'm saying? We're going to, it's two tracks already laid out. Better Me, and hit y'all with this hit, Hurt Nobody. You know what I mean? Then we're going to be back. We're going to find out what Beast got live up for the future. This is the Unique Myself Hour. You got time?
Just tell us why she good to you. That's all you
got
to explain to us right now.
All I know she's good to me. All I know she's good to me. She's closer than my family.
Let's park at the park after dark. Wood roll, let it spark to each flavor. That's Noah's art. Buckle up so you won't lose your heart. The vibe pull you in, you is way too far. Really from Toy Story till you reach for the sky. But with me, you reach for the stars. We explode like geysers. She ignite my fire. We go in my Myers. And I ain't talking about the powers. Our energy devour. I could go on for hours. No yours and mine. Everything is ours. What you won't do,
what you won't
we gon' do for love. I done did everything, but she won't give up. Cause in my world,
only you
made me do for love things for I wouldn't love. Do.
All I know she's good to me. All I know she's good to me. She's closer than my family.
So I toss and turn, I'm getting up to roll up and burn. If it's not you, it's none of your concern. We just getting started, we got a lot to learn. We talk nasty, how we stir. Just relax, wag on firm. You get a cold, cause I got a cold. We sharing germs. Cause I woke up in love this morning. I woke up in love this morning. Cause I went to sleep with you on my
party.
She say it's getting late. What time is it? I said hardly. She said, is it a problem?
I don't want to tell you.
I said probably. She just walked away.
Bye bye.
Well, I said you know where you can find
right
me.
Right here.
I've been grinding.
I see it.
Inside and outside the state. They gon' see I've changed. When I come back from LA, King Dot, I'm humble. Unless it's a royal rumble.
Ooh.
These walls might crumble, but I never ever fumble. Word to Brian Gumbo.
Okay,
wait, no time to procrastinate.
Stone Cold with Tony the Tiger to motivate. Hell yeah, I'ma be great. Blow the tray, John I Trey. Keep a O, blow a plate. When I win, watch him hate. This disasticate, let's celebrate.
Surprise!
Up before 8.
That's a waking bait.
Roach blunt, let it marinate. All this smoke, I lost my face. Lost his face, close your eyes. Amazing grace. Become real and leave the fake. Prefer the buzz, but enjoy the shake. I love the fuck, but enjoy the fake.
Ain't gonna hurt
nobody.
No one's round. I just need
somebody.
When I'm down.
When I'm down.
Not just anybody.
Just anybody.
I need you now.
I need you now.
Pick me up.
To pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
When I'm on the ground.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Nobody.
And no one's round.
When no one's round.
I just need somebody.
Somebody.
When I'm down.
Oh, when I'm down.
Not just anybody.
I need you now. I need you now.
To pick me up.
To pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
When I'm on the ground.
She got me going crazy over that good burger.
Oh.
I need her like Kel need that orange soda.
Oh. Hey.
When she not with me, I be feeling sad.
Okay.
When we arguing.
Why?
I be feeling bad.
Okay.
I just don't know. But what I do know.
She's a freak.
So what?
In.
We fuck. Tossing. One blunt.
She.
I smoke.
In.
She suck.
Know it.
This stick.
These nuts.
In.
Pass out.
In.
Wake up.
In.
Just to do it all over again. She my heart. When we part,
but
I feel like I ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Nobody.
No one's round.
No,
I just need somebody.
Somebody.
When I'm down.
When I'm down.
Not just anybody.
Just anybody.
I need you now.
I need you now.
To pick me up.
To pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
When I'm on the ground.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Nobody.
And no one's round.
When no one's round.
I just need somebody.
Somebody.
When I'm down.
When I'm down.
Not just anybody. I need you now.
I need you now.
To pick me up.
To pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
When I'm on the ground.
I can't win if I ain't got you. I be feeling like I'm no one to play. No, I can't win now. I can't get in cause I'm too busy worrying about the game.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Nobody.
No one's round.
No,
I just need somebody.
Somebody.
When I'm down.
When I'm down.
Not just anybody.
Just anybody.
I need you now.
I need you
now. To pick me up.
To pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
When I'm on the ground.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Nobody.
And no one's round.
When no one's round.
I just need somebody.
Somebody.
When I'm down.
When I'm down.
Not just anybody.
Not just
anybody. I need you now.
I need
pick me up.
To pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
When I'm on the ground. Mellow on a beat.
Oh, okay. Okay. I fucking all about culture.
All right, you back. Big myself. I'm gonna wrap this thing up. Yo, real quick. Well, first, that was Better Me and
Hurt Nobody,
which is a dope song off a new project,
Birth of a Beast.
You know what I mean? You can check out him and his little Nas thing going on with the baby face. But yo, we want to give people a quick rundown. About what they can expect with the return of the booth, and then also too, how they can get in contact with you.
Shit, man. With the booth, man, it's coming back. We're just trying to bring back the show better and give actually. I had a vision of how I wanted to do it in the beginning, and I want to actually create that vision and let people know like this: the show could be what I want it to be or what it should be.
Should be right.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it's just gonna be Rap City the Basement meets Saturday Night Live.
Work.
So, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm fucking with you even if you ain't fucking with me, but I can't fuck with you if you ain't fucking with yourself. And fucking with yourself is fucking with VHS. You can find me at your mama house, or you can find me at the Beast_PR, everything.
Work. All right, bro. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you,
you know what I'm saying? I've been anticipating this. Is a few people, interviews I've been anticipating, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, all reason I've been dodging.
No, you got to build
up. I've been wanting to get it right.
You got
to
build up.
You
got
to
build up.
You know what I'm saying? So, now also too, I think I told y'all, same thing with Bravo. Reason why I do the Think Myself Hours as I do is because, you know what I'm saying, he was on his thing and Cody was on his thing, and I just respect what y'all was doing. I ain't want to get in the mix or whatever. But, so, you know what I'm saying, I support you. I always going to support you, bro.
Appreciate it, bro.
Tell you, the court between you and Sharif, you know what I'm saying, seeing the moves y'all making, you know what I'm saying, the closest thing I've seen since T-Pain, as far as like niggas really grinding and putting in their work or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? I anticipate that type of result. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Even if it's not on that level, I anticipate seeing you on TV somewhere doing your shit. Because you got the talent, you got the charisma, you got the intelligence, you know what I'm saying, and the go-getterness to put shit together. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing the cookie-cutter shit with everybody else doing. And that's not not any and everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, some people just going to do shit that they feel is right. But I see the path you taking, and you doing it the way I would want people to do it. You know what I'm saying? Building on your own, on your art, building on your name, getting shit official, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of that is important. I think somebody's going to see that, and they're gonna sponsor that. A bunch of people going to sponsor that on a major level. They're going to get you the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? So, appreciate you, man. Go ahead and handle what you got to handle. Take care of them babies. I told y'all, I can't. I'm good with one. Did kill him. Appreciate you, fam.
Good
job.
Appreciate it, bro.
So, this is the Nick Myself Hour. Go ahead and wrap this thing up. Before I get up out of here, definitely want to give the flowers to Miss Toni Morrison, famed African-American woman artist. She was poet, can't say the word, laureate, the poet laureate here. And unfortunately, she passed away this week, I think at the age of 82. She, of course, she's most famous for, amongst a bunch of stuff to be famous for, the story Beloved, which is a book I had to read in high school, which I love, as well as The Bluest Eye and a bunch of other books. May she rest peacefully with the ancestors. Just wanted to give my peace and condolences to her and her family, as well as the victims of El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, to horrific shootings amongst a cluster of shootings, mass shootings with assault rifles. And just to allude to what I spoke on or what I mentioned on Facebook earlier this week, it's not really about banning weapons, or it's not even about supporting more weapons. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you remove all weapons from people's hands or put more weapons in people's hands. That's the issue is deeper than that. And I think the true issue is a lack of empathy, a lack of seeing people for who they are as humans, as someone with livelihood, someone who just exists. And I think each and every one of us has to deal with that, including myself, especially myself. But I think we pay too much attention to the extreme of it. So we sit here and we wonder, how can someone get an assault rifle and shoot up a restaurant, including killing his sister? How can someone go to a Walmart and shoot it up because he think there's some crazy race war? Rather, if he think Donald Trump is his hero or not, it doesn't matter. None of that matters. Because the one end people say that the dude that killed people in El Paso was extreme rightist. People are saying that the shooter in Ohio was extreme leftist. So it really doesn't matter what side of the spectrum you fall on. The problem is that we all lack empathy, even to the point that we don't look at the other side and say, this is a human being who has feelings and thoughts, and their thoughts are coming from someplace. No, we're more concerned with trying to win. We're trying to come over. I mean, I look at it, and yeah, I alluded to it on Facebook. We'll look at the minimum wage argument, and we'll say, why does this McDonald's worker believe they should get paid $15 an hour? Well, why not? Is it because you're afraid that then they'll be on the level that you want, that they'll make as much money, if not more money, than you? What's wrong with that? They got kids they got to feed. They got to feed themselves. They got to take care of themselves. They want a piece of the American dream like you do. So why would you turn your nose up to them? Why can't you see what they're going through and say, you know what? They do owe they should get paid $15 an hour. And then also, too, in turn, think, well, hell, if they get paid $15 an hour, that means I can demand a higher wage. And that's the key. But we get so caught up in what's in front of our nose as opposed to looking at the world in general and look at the lives and understand that each and every person is a life and they have meaning and they have purpose. And you have to respect that as much as you want people to respect your own. But we don't do that. So rather if it's you want to cut somebody out on Facebook or Twitter or troll somebody on Twitter to wanting to load up with machine guns and assault rifles and kill 20 people in the instance. At the end of the day, it's a lack of empathy. And the change isn't going to come from a law or lack of a law. It's going to come from you and me and us just figuring this thing out and learning how to love each other. Honestly, not just, you know, just putting the words out. So, yeah, RIP to Toni Morrison, RIP to the victims of El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. RIP, matter of fact, RIP to my fourth grade teacher, Ms. Nguyen. Learned she passed away, so shout out to her. And again, thanks a lot to the Beast for coming through, Dan Killen for showing support. Shout out to my Woodville Jaguar Pee Wee coaches. Chad, I did it. I know you probably thought I forgot, bro. I got you. So we're going to stay on this road. I'll see you guys next week. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. Peace. Much love to you.